Radio Prague News.
Heavy floods have hit parts of the country, killing three people and forcing hundreds to leave their homes. The Prague Civic Democrats remain undecided over who to name as their candidate for mayor, a newspaper says. Tennis player Klara Zakopalova has made it to the final of the Danish Open in Copenhagen. Continuing heavy rainfall, as feared, has seen rivers in parts of the country break their banks, leading to flash floods that have driven hundreds of people from their homes. Areas suffering from floods are namely the north and northeast of the country. The region of Liberec has been the hardest hit. Around 1,000 people had to be evacuated from their homes on Saturday, with many scrambling onto rooftops as they waited for help. Power lines, parts of train routes and roads have been affected. Meanwhile, the nearby Friedland was practically cut off by floodwaters flowing right through the center of the town, leaving cars overturned. Three casualties in the region have since been confirmed. Liberec officials called for help from the military as dozens of firefighters and rescue teams tried to get control of the situation. The regional governor on Saturday afternoon called a state of emergency in the region. The military has so far sent two helicopters together with specialists and machinery. In the region of Buzang, meanwhile, locals are on alert. Sandbag barricades are being laid at key spots and other precautions are being taken. As heavy rains continue across the country into Sunday, further areas could be hit. The Prague Civic Democrats are expected to officially announce their candidate for mayor in local elections this autumn on Monday, but the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes has suggested that party bosses themselves are still far from decided. Names floated earlier include actor Senator Tomáš Depfer and emergency services head Zdeněk Schwarz. But neither man has officially been contacted and both denied any interest in the post, the paper said. The Civic Democrats are under pressure to find a strong candidate to run against rivals such as Markéta Rídová of Public Affairs or Zdeněk Tuma for Top 09. He's the former governor of the central bank. In the national election back in May, it was newcomer Top 09 that scored better than the Civic Democrats in Prague, which has long been their bastion. The Justice Ministry has sent an official request to Switzerland on Friday for the extradition of wanted Czech businessman Tomáš Pitr, who has been avoiding justice in the form of two prison sentences for tax fraud and embezzlement. His whereabouts had been unknown since 2007, but he was arrested recently by Swiss police while at a recreation center in St. Moritz. Mr. Pitr, his lawyer said, maintains he is innocent, saying he fled the Czech Republic for fear of his life. Pitr was a close associate of the late businessman František Mrázek, who was considered a major figure in the Czech underworld, but was killed by a sniper's bullet. Turning now to sport, tennis player Klára Zakopalová, 51st in the world on the women's circuit, has made it to the final of the Danish Open in Copenhagen. The player defeated China's Li Na by a score of 6-3, 1-6, 6-4. Li fought back in the third set to make it 4-4, but the Czech was able to take the final two games. A win in the Copenhagen final would represent Zakopalová's third career title. I'm Jan Fellinger, and that's all the news for now.